This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part two of a message we began yesterday from Matthew 21 about the cleansing of the temple. This is part of the series about the final week in the earthly life of Christ. Dramatic scene here from Matthew 21 about the cleansing of the physical temple. Paul would say, your body, my body, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I think the Lord's interested in cleansing the temple that is you and me. God bless you as you listen today.
I want to talk about a spiritual makeover, or the title says holy makeover. And I want to tell you this right at the beginning. Nobody, and I mean nobody, in this room has what it takes to do a spiritual makeover. It's something that only the Lord God Almighty can do in your life and in my life. He does any changing in your life. He does any makeover in your life. It's done by Him. And that's why we may make decisions to have the Lord change, but He's the one doing the changing. I read this week of a woman named Gwen from New York, upstate New York, who found out her cholesterol level was over 300. Her doctor said, I'm going to put you on statin drugs, and we're going to lower your cholesterol. And she said, I'm not going on the statins. I'm going to do a personal physiological makeover. And she did. She became a vegetarian. It's pretty dramatic. And her cholesterol level went from over 300 to 150 just by becoming a vegetarian. I'm not suggesting that's what you do, but that's what she did. And she said, that was my makeover, a physiological lifestyle makeover. No matter what you do to change your life, you're still a sinner in need of forgiveness, and so am I. You always have been, you always will be, and so am I. And that's what we talk about today. I'm going to look at a passage of Scripture in this series called The Final Week, 7 days in history, looking at the last 7 days in the life of Jesus on this earth, where He does a makeover, in a sense. It's a parable for makeover by His cleansing of what's called the temple. The most sacred place in the life of the Orthodox Jew was the temple in Jerusalem. And Jesus did a forced makeover, is what I would call it. Exactly where I left off last week. Verse 12 says this, Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers or thieves. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priest and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did and the children, underline that, children, shouting in the temple area, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. They were furious. They were ticked, to use an overused term in our culture. I'm going to use this passage and this incident in the life of Christ to talk about what Jesus does in your life and in my life. Let me tell you why. What Jesus did to a physical building called the temple, the Apostle Paul says in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, you're the temple. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which gives a whole new dimension to this story? When Jesus comes into the physical temple of God and said, this is a house of prayer and you've turned it into a den of thieves, what have you turned your temple into? Your body. In terms of what you do, where you go, what you watch, what you listen to, what have you turned your temple into? And it's the same question for me. Not just you, but for me too. It's a provocative question today. And I want you to notice that the first thing Jesus did when he came to the temple, let's read verse 12. Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. Merchants had turned the temple courtyards into Trader's World, flea market. That's exactly what it was.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.